And I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I said, shock, right out of the blue. No one ever suspected, you know. You know, what can you say? It's a total shock. I'm still just a little bit numbed by it all. My wife called me this morning. I was still in bed. Actually, she was out shopping, and she got a call from her sister who said she heard it on the news, and I thought it was another, frankly, I thought it might have been another one of those internet stupid joke, hoaxes. I hoped it was, but obviously it was not.
That's Mickey Dolenz commenting on the passing of his friend and former bandmate Davy Jones. Jones died this week of a heart attack at the age of 66. The death of icon Davy Jones, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into a Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of March. We're going to review during this hour all top 10 hits in Talk Radio this week, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Number 9 in the countdown is Google's new privacy rules that have gone into effect. From our countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Savelmeyer talks to attorney Scott Vernick, who specializes in privacy issues, and they talk about what we need to know regarding the privacy policies now in effect at Google.
There has been a lot of people and agencies, including the Federal Trade Commission, as well as the Electronic Privacy Information Center, that have had a little bit of heartburn about this and what exactly, because Google is violated its privacy or done some things where they haven't disclosed everything in their privacy policies in the past. Try to sort this out a little bit for those of us that our minds are just kind of like, what are we talking about here with privacy policies in Google?
Sure. Let me sort of give you the ABCs of how this works. Back at the end of January, what Google said is, look, we have 70 privacy policies. We're going to take 60 of those privacy policies and we're going to boil it down into one privacy policy. And we're going to make very explicit something that we've actually been able to do for a long time under our privacy policy, which is anytime you're using a Google product, Gmail, Google Plus, Google Maps, YouTube, Android software for smartphones, we reserve the right and we will collect all of the data from our users and turn them into, you know, profiles. And if we do that, we think that what we can do is make it a much more seamless experience for the user, target advertising, so forth and so on. So that new privacy policy will go into effect, and, you know, there seems to be a lot of controversy around it.
And pregnancies,
you know, it's hard to understand exactly why there's so much controversy because it's just making explicit what it said it could, what Google said it was could do, or what.
One big difference: you choose behavior that leads you to that voluntarily. You know ahead of time. 888-340-3373. So this young woman, Susan Fluke or Flake or whatever her name, Fluke, she goes to the Congress and she's like, it cost me $3,000 to get my contraception. And my $3,000 is, that's more than I made all last summer. And I shouldn't have to pay for that. I'm paraphrasing wildly out of context. I'm just paraphrasing hugely. I'm just summarizing big. But that was the gist of what she said. $3,000, I don't have it. I want you to pay for it. Congress of the United States. And she said, and I've talked to all of my sisters in justice, all at Georgetown Law, all of us lady lawyers at Georgetown wanting to be lady lawyers. We're out there hitting the books. And if we can't pay for the casual sex that we want to have into the day, we just don't know what we're going to do. So we need you, Congress, to be what?
our sugar daddy,
our husband, our provider, something. We want you, Congress, to be what we can't be for ourselves, and that is responsible for my own sexual habits. So, that guy that goes by one name in talk radio, well known, he got into trouble because he used some very degrading names in describing the women that would want to use this program. He called them very degrading and defamatory things that I would not allow my son to call a lady in civil society. But if you can't call them those things, is it dishonest? And this is what I want to know from you, 888-340-3373. Is it dishonest to at least indicate that the behavior is the same because you want to get paid for the act of and protection for and the contraceptives of? 888-340-3373. In other words, should you, the taxpayer, be forced to pay for Susan Fluke's contraception? That's what she wanted. It's what the president wants. It's what the president wants to force religious organizations, and specifically churches, to pay for. And instead of this subject kind of floating off into the night the way it should have a while ago, it is now center stage in front of Congress doing, you know, Congress is being forced to deal with this on a front page level. When you've got the economy and defense and all the other stuff that is, you know, well, we're in a world of hurt. And so that's what should be being focused on. All right. Here's the phone number, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, my name. Glad to have you with us. And that's the question I've got for you. Should you have to pay for Susan Fluke's contraception? She says, look at the evidence here. It's $3,000 for me to get this contraception for the duration of my time in school. And I want somebody else to pay for it. 888-340-3373. I can't believe that in the nation of America there aren't four people that have an opinion on this. Either that or we got a phone problem. 888-340-3373. But that's the basic gist of what she was asking for before Congress. My contraception costs $3,000. I do not want to have to think about paying for that. I want to have libertine liberty to go out and live the way I want to live, and I want somebody else to pay for it. So are you cool with that? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, the man who does work in talk radio goes by that one name. This is not about him tonight. He got in trouble. He apologized. That's done, as far as I'm concerned. But what this is about is a very basic mindset that has to do with whether or not I'm going to take responsibility for my actions or whether I want other people to take responsibility for my actions. I put this up on Facebook this afternoon. I'm going to show you some of the response we got from some of that. But it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, Mr. Baldwin, I haven't asked your opinion. I've been just running off at the mouth here this whole time.
Yeah.
But your thoughts on a girl going to Congress, the lovely bride actually said she felt like this girl was maybe put up to this, and she's just like,
I almost agree.
The target, you know, that Obama and those guys were like, hey, let's make this little innocent cherub, you know, the face of this cause, and then nobody will criticize that. And now she's, you know, caught in the crossfire. But mm-hmm. She did say what she said before Congress. So she's going to, Oh, I need $3,000 to pay for my birth control and my contraceptives and all the rest of it. Please take care of it for me. Your reaction. You're the father of two daughters. You want Congress paying for their birth control?
Well, I got to slow down to go fast because, again,
right.
You get stuff a whole lot quicker than I do. And the first thing when we discussed this that I didn't get was you said that, and I love that you did this, you did some mathematical equation about the cost of all this.
Right.
And you said if you had a condom every day or something, like it would only cost like $900 a year.
That somebody else did that math.
Yeah, what was that?
But it was that's roughly what they...
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Sure. Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
Yes, he is.
And that guy.
Every ounce of him.
Yeah. That's not always a good thing. Especially when you're following navigation on a vehicle. But anyway, so Kevo,
yeah.
We're talking about this gal. She goes to Congress. She wants to make a statement.
Yeah.
And she goes to a faith-based institution.
She goes to Georgetown Law School, which from what I understand, Georgetown is a Catholic school.
And she's saying, was she coming from the Catholic thing or just...
She was just asking Congress to pay for it, and I think what the administration wanted to use her to do was to say, oh, look, I'm a victim in this religious debate you're having. Oh, look, I go to a Catholic institution, and they won't offer me the insurance that'll pay for it automatically, so I should have the government pay for it.
So then, because you got to go slow for me.
Right.
So then, they're within government health care prior to this... contraception was not covered.
I don't know of the government ever covering contraception.
Right. So that's basically.
And why should they?
Well, this gets back to what another way of looking at this, which was when there's a choice about making a voluntary decision to do something, have sex.
Right.
This girl's saying, "Hey, look, man, you ought to provide my contraception."
That's what she's asking Congress to do.
And then the other guy who made the controversial statement, who got in trouble.
Right.
Who apologized.
The one named talk show host.
Right.
Right.
Well, I won't say anything else.
Right.
He said, and I even, because I heard what he said, and I said to myself, it was a little hardcore.
I said this in the first segment. The names he called her could have been done without. But this is what the lovely bride said to me today. She said, I wasn't down with what he called her. You know, the names that he used to describe her. We would never let little baby James talk to a lady that way.
Right.
However, the lovely bride agreed on every point of substance, including his thing about if we give her the contraception, then she should make sex tapes and put them on the internet so that we can see that we're getting our money's worth.
That was wrong.
It's a joke, and it's pointing to the idea of transparency and accountability for the spending.
Right. That I get.
So, like, he wasn't being serious about that.
Right. He's just saying,
it's time to not spend stuff that you can't tell where it goes.
Right. Okay. Well, and that's the underlying, you know.
One of the issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So, we got tons of people that want to weigh in.
We do.
Let's go to William in Westchester. William, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, how you doing?
You know, I agree with almost everything you guys have been saying, except perhaps use of the word lady.
Hmm.
back in 1939, Marian Anderson was denied the use of the DAR hall in Washington, and the president of the White House intervened to make sure that she got her chance to be heard as a case of overt discrimination. Now, by sticking the White House sticking its nose into this yesterday, they're basically raising her to the same status as of Marian Anderson.
They're making her she's become a martyr. President Obama called her.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, and here she was appearing before a special Democrat committee, not a committee of Congress, a special Democrat committee, and boasting in essence of what she did. I think this unnamed radio host using the unmentioned word perhaps might have been mistaken. I suppose, no, she was simply describing what she did. And this guy was not making an accusation of her. Maybe the descriptive word should have been harlot, maybe.
Okay. See,
yeah.
I asked that. Thank you, William, for the call. I used that same question on Facebook today. I said, so if this man used poor wording, what do you call a person whose casual sex, while still in graduate school, is something I'm forced to pay for by law?
It's really, you know,
if it's not
here's the
prostitution,
thing.
What do you call it?
It's really, for me, it's like, it really is, it's got me just gobsmacked. Right now, I mean, I'm sitting here going, "How do I analyze this for myself in my own kooky mind?" Because I'm really trying to understand. Like, it's I agree that somebody's tax money shouldn't pay for somebody's condoms. I think to myself, huh, yeah, right. That I agree with. But I'm sitting here saying it's an interesting dilemma.
Here's what's interesting. Is that we've gotten to a place in this world where about half the country believes that the government should pay for the contraception.
Our taxes are going to go up, aren't they?
Phil, in Ogden, Utah, line two.
Just call me crazy, but... Yeah,
I agree. You shouldn't have to pay for that. As I said, that's her responsibility and or that of the guy she's doing it with or the guy she's doing it with.
Uh-huh. So you agree that our tax money shouldn't pay for her contraception?
No. And I agree with the unnamed talk show host terminology. What else would you call somebody who wants to have sex and expects you to pay
and get
for
paid
it?
For it?
Well, but she's not getting... this is where it's kind of...
Steven, how do you say it's not getting paid for when ordinarily... A generation ago, a woman or a man would have spent their own money to buy that item or those pills or whatever they needed to have the, quote, protection if they were going to engage in this kind of libertine lifestyle. Now you're paying part of her budget. She's mm-hmm. getting paid
yeah.
or the guy's getting paid
mm-hmm.
to just sleep around.
It's weird. It's very weird.
If they can afford $60,000 for law school, I think that they could,
uh-huh.
do whatever to come up with the contraception.
And she claimed, Phil, that was the $3,000 was barely what she would make in a summer, at a summer job. And I'm like, girl, you're working in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Definitely. But again, as I said, there are other ways around that, too. You just cut back. If you can't afford it,
And that's what, thank you, Phil. Great observation from Ogden, Utah. Stephen, that's what our parents, that's what your mom and dad and my mom and dad did. If they couldn't afford something, they didn't do it. If they couldn't afford to go to the movies, they didn't go to the movies. If they couldn't afford to go to the steak dinner, they didn't go to the steak dinner.
Right. I'm not going to get into the budgetary responsibilities of my parents in regard to the Baldwin brothers and contraception. I'm not going there.
Well, actually, your family...
I'm leaving that alone.
Your family has a huge debt to pay because they cursed us all with the four of you guys. So, here, have four of them. Blah, blah, blah. Just dumped them on us. See, I want to go to Congress and ask them for reparations for that. Where's my taxpayer dollars? For Alec Baldwin walking around on the planet. I got to coexist with him. He thinks one set of ideas and talks about them. I think something else. I think I should get paid for that.
Well, there is a mathematical equation.
What would that be?
That is what it would cost to have paid for the contraception for the Baldwin brothers.
Oh, okay.
From X time to... Anyway, that's a frightening thought process.
It is just a little bit. So anyway... 888-340-3373. When we continue, we're going to talk to Mike in New York. We've also got Angel in Red Bank, New Jersey. And your calls from across the country, totally...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Yep.
I'm Kevin McCullough. Stephen is appropriately apprised tonight with his vitamin water.
Yeah.
And, Tina, if you think that's all he has.
Shush.
He just offered me.
Shush.
A sample from the uber mega can of original pretzels. Pringles, I should say.
Super stack.
It's the Uber. It's the biggest Uber can that they make.
But at least I'm thinking about, I'm health conscious.
with the Pringles?
Yeah, I'm eating just the original plain. I'm not eating like a flavored Pringle.
Whatever, dude.
With all the chemicals on it.
And you did bring in the white cheddar popcorn, so I guess that's not bad. Not too bad.
I'm trying.
Although it's fake cheese.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably. Check it out. Anyway, 888-340-3373.
Excuse me, Mr. Congressman. I'm a little girl from Georgetown, graduate law school. Can you please pray for my contraception? Please? Please?
You're terrible.
Please? Daddy won't pay.
See, I knew it wasn't good for me to be late tonight, because I'm listening to the show as I'm pulling in, and you're just... You were way too many decibels of the volume was way too up. Nope. If I'm not here to calm you before we start... Then anything's possible.
Let's talk to our Angel in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hey, Angel, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And my wife commented that things are getting very weird. And yeah. What I thought about is that we would be paying for immoral behavior. And I would not want to be in the president's shoes when he has to face his maker in regards to all the decisions he's had to make that are contrary to scripture. Mm. And this is the scary thing, is that this society is becoming increasingly paganistic and godless. I mean, there are Christians in this society, and I thank God for the Christians that are here, but it's just going pell mell down. I mean, like, it's like a roll, it's like a, that ball, proverbial ball, that snowball effect going down and getting bigger and worse.
Stick around for hour two, because we're going to be exactly talking about something very relevant to what you just said.
Thanks, Angel. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angel.
Okay. Let's talk to, is it Tamila in Tampa, Florida, listening on WTBN? Hi, Tamila.
Tamila,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not a problem. No, what me and my husband were discussing is, like, okay, we're going to go to the government, ask them to pay for contraception. You might as well ask the government to say, hey, I'm going to register myself right now. Here's my name, social security card. How many times a week can I have sex?
Yeah. Well, and why not the aspirin?
Yeah, right?
Sorry, honey, I got a headache. Hey, can the government pay for the headache medicine?
Exactly. It's just, you're asking the government to take care of your life when never you should be in control of your life. You know what your responsibilities are. It's wrong.
Well, and thank you, Tamila. I appreciate the call. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. But remind me to come back to what Tamila said just before we break. But let's get Mike's call in before we go. Mike calling from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
First and most, I got three daughters that age, and I would have to leave the country and change my name if one of my daughters did that one. It's not long before the government decides that when you can and can't have sex, et cetera. I have to tell you, it's all out of control. I'm thinking about calling Congress or the fella that was on the radio, I can't use his name, and ask him if he can get me some Viagra, see if he can help me out with that one.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. 888-340-3373. Actually, there's been a lot of comparisons to that, Stephen, because, you know, in some of the did you know that in our tax dollars pay for the Viagra pills that offenders get in prison?
Yes, I did.
So
we talked about that a long time ago.
So there is a little bit of a precedent that has led that generation into thinking, well, if they're going to pay for pedophiles Viagra behind bars, why not pay for, I'm studying to be a lawyer. I might pay for my contraception in law school. I mean, it's going to help me out. I'll save $3,000.
And
that's a lot of contraception for, I mean,
and in addition,
there's a lot of sex happening.
In addition to that, it's kind of this thing that we've talked about that we're a little bit scared of, which is a culture becoming more and more dependent on government.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even that they're dependent upon. They're demanding it. It's my right. I can have as much sex as I want. You can't tell me when. And now you have to pay for the consequences of whatever happens if I have the sex. If I get STDs, you, the government, have to pay for it. And when they say government, it's really all the taxpayers.
Right.
If I get pregnant, you have to pay for my abortion, or you have to give me welfare for my child.
I don't agree with any of it, but if it goes through, I want the government to pay for my Starbucks. That's just because I've had it. I've had it.
It's Paul and McCullough Live.
2012, maybe you've already discovered it's the season of the cold, the flu, even the bronchitis. Have you?
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Oh, wow, I went too fast this time. I went Kevin McCullough.
Were you trying to rap?
Because I went to... Oh, let me try again.
It's quite okay.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah, we'll start all over again. Hold on.
Okay. Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I said I flubbed.
888-340-3373.
That's the part that made me see my brain went to go try to remember the number.
Right.
While I was saying Kevin
right.
McCullough. And I went, I was going to say, our number is. And I went, Kevin.
No, we all heard it, Stephen. We were here.
Okay.
We were all in the room at the same
time. See, that's just. I can't even do the rest of the show now. I'm just scared.
No, you'll be fine.
I'll just flub the rest of the show.
888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yeah.
And multiple published author.
Personality.
Born-again Christian evangelist and minister.
I'm trying.
What else you got? Yeah, father of two delightfully talented and beautiful young girls.
They're incredible.
Married to an amazing woman.
I give God all the glory.
You know, one of the things, you know, Dani Johnson, you know, we're talking about her stuff all the time now. Uh-huh. You hear it on the commercials and stuff. Mm-hmm. She always says that when you introduce people, you should really tell really good things about them.
I'm just so grateful that you're... So connected to Dani now.
So I'm just finding all these ways.
You're so much nicer now.
Parasitic host.
You're just a nicer person now that you're
Starbucks
you're,
addict.
You know, because Danny's an amazingly unique person.
Right.
Because she's like this fireball, this, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, I could say, but don't you want to just go punch that person in the nose? And she'll go, well, you know, the Bible says. And she just keeps it real.
No, she'd probably punch him in the nose. If you don't know who Danny Johnson is, by the way, you should check her out. Dani, that's one N and an I, johnson.com. And her broadcast is on tomorrow night on a lot of stations across the country. And maybe it should be on this station as well. But she's America's foremost success coach, successful success coach, and just a rip-roaring Sunday night, every night. And you can listen on her website if you don't have it in your area.
I've said this 100 times. Mm-hmm. Danny Johnson, unequivocally for me, is one of the most powerfully unique individuals
mm-hmm.
I've ever met in my life.
Emphasis on the power.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. She's just awesome.
Yeah. And from what I understand, she was a pretty mean hoops player, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get out.
I think she would smack you around a little bit.
Wow.
Well, she's taller than you, for one thing.
Might have to see about that one.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. One thing Danny Johnson would never do is go to Congress, sit there in front of the panel and say,
nor would she pay the taxes.
Please pay for my birth control.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, there's a couple of questions that have been raised by our dear production staff tonight. I'm not gonna identify who's asking these questions, so listeners don't know. Only Stephen and I do. But there was a very legitimate question.
It's a very intelligent
just
question.
A little while ago.
So that might give you an idea of who it was.
In a way, as a Christian, this was the question: wouldn't you want to pay for the contraception so you could cut down on abortions? That's the first one. And then the second one was similar to the first. Wouldn't you rather pay for the contraception than the unwanted baby, though? So when you're calling in, maybe you can answer those questions, too, so that the production staff has a little sense of where you're coming from on all that. And if nobody does, then I'll give my opinion at the end of the hour. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Sonny in Reno, Nevada, listening to KKFT, and we're glad to have Sonny with us. Hi, Sonny.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. Got to ask a question. It was easy to find a name for the woman. You know, really, you guys, you always have come up with good names for the women. What's a man's name for if he wants to play, why doesn't he have to pay? He should be the one paying for it. I mean, she has to put up with it for 9 months. I mean, I think they're right. Why shouldn't we pay for the protection instead of the abortion.
Sonny. You're just asking question after question after question, and nobody's getting a chance to answer them. So your first question was, why shouldn't men that are involved in the relationships pay for it?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is me having to pay for it. Like, what that couple does...
I'm saying the Johns should pay for it.
Right, but then you said, if the guy's not going to pay for it, then maybe the taxpayer should pay for it. And I'm saying, no, taxpayers should...
The pimples should pay for it, the Johns, right?
The who?
The pimples.
Okay, did you guys start your orphanages yet?
What's your name again?
Sonny.
I just think it's great for Sonny to have called.
Yeah, you better start your orphanages.
Sure, yeah, we're doing all kinds of great stuff.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
What is she talking about? Did we say we're going to start orphanages?
I just think it was great that she called, and that if she thinks the pimples should be paying for the contraception, then...
The Johns, she said.
She said pimples.
Right, the pimps.
Well, why would...
It's
not the same as when I messed up a minute ago, but, you know.
See, this is a really weird topic, and it takes you into all kinds of...
It's weird, man!
But it is an important one, and especially if you stay with us into the second hour, because we're going to wrap a whole other layer to this conversation. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Ramona in North Carolina. Hey, Ramona.
Hey. Listen, I'm coming from a different angle. I don't agree that the government should pay for contraception. I just think it is more welfare. That's all it is, pure and simple. But I have another angle. I told the call screener, I hoped you would let me say this. Toilet paper is far more expensive than contraception is. I mean, if you have a household with two teenagers...
I hadn't thought about that.
you would go through a ton.
Can we add baby wipes to that as well?
Sure.
Because those are technically the same.
Yeah.
Our house alone could, like, I want a bailout for that.
But, I mean, toilet paper alone with two or three teenagers, each out of house and home. And everybody uses it, women, men, children, grandpa.
Equal opportunity. No, I get you, Ramona. You're totally making sense.
Thanks, Ramona.
Steve,
don't lose it.
You're embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. The hard drive of my mind is shutting down tonight.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. Okay, Mary from Staten Island, you hang on because we got to take this break, and then you'll be our first caller out of the break when we get to the other side. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. It's Stephen and Kevin on a Saturday night. We call it Baldwin McCullough Live, and it's online at TheBingeThinker.com. Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the mass.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's Saturday night. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Together, known as Baldwin McCullough Live.
Can I give a shout-out?
Absolutely.
To my boys, Tyler and Aaron. I think you're listening. I hope you're listening.
Where are they catching us tonight?
Virginia.
Oh, okay.
They're in Virginia. Do we have a...
They near Richmond?
I think.
Yeah.
So do we have a thingy?
You got a huge blowtorch in Richmond.
Yeah, I told them to go to the website.
Yeah.
But I told them to go to BaldwinMcCullough.com.
Yep.
And maybe they can find...
On the affiliates
page. A local thing,
yep.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, they can hit play on that Ustream box right on the front page.
That's what I told them.
So there you go. 4 minutes before the hour, Baldwin McCullough on a Saturday night, online at TheBingeThinker.com. We've got an email address on the Connect page if you want to drop us some mail. If you want to leave us a voicemail.
I love this one.
It's 888-340-3373. And after the show's done tonight, you can leave us all the voicemails you want, and we will listen to every single one of them.
We've gotten a couple of cute ones.
888-340-3373. And what else I wanted to add? You can also join our Facebooks by going to TheBingeThinker.com or BaldwinMcCullough.com, either one of them. But that right there on the right-hand side, just scroll down. You can find the podcast for free. You can also subscribe to those through iTunes, blah, 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 and join the Facebooks. All right, let's go to Staten Island because Mary is there. Hey, Mary.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thanks for the call.
Well, I wanted to say is that, and I agree with you guys that contraception is wrong, and that the
I didn't say that. Hold it, wait. Oh, whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back.
I didn't say contraception was wrong.
Contraception is wrong.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Well, I believe that contraception is wrong, and at any rate, I don't think the government should be paying for it.
Thank you.
But one part that kind of concerned me was that I think, like, I'm a Catholic Christian, and I know, like, in Scripture, Jesus, when they were throwing stones at the adulteress, like, he was the first one to say, you know, he who was without sin cast the first stone. So
right.
It's the part about calling the woman a harlot, and I know that other talk show host called her a slut. I mean, I think that's really uncalled for. And I was really surprised to hear you guys, you know, talking like that. And
No, man.
Yeah, we disagreed with that.
Yeah.
We don't agree with that.
We think you went too far in doing that.
Absolutely.
But you made some allusions to it.
No, what I said, Mary, in defense, what I said was, what do you call that activity when you exchange money for sexual activity? What is that transaction called if you do not call it? What even Scripture itself calls it. So, I mean, that's I wasn't attacking her. I was saying the issue of paying someone so that they can have licentious sex all the time, it has a name. So, anyway.
But this wasn't what was going on. You know, we don't know what she does in her private life.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the issue in general.
Yeah, but, I mean, why would you bring that up?
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? I mean, because if you think about it, you know, this is the reason we do the program. So you can call in and stay on the line because we're going to go to a commercial break right now. But I want you to think about this in the break. I just want to say,
okay,
is it fair for your tax dollars to pay for that gal's